Hopefully it'll stay on.
Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, August 27th, 2024, workshop meeting. Call to order at 7 p.m. Roll call, please.
Interim Fire Chief Shebro.
Here.
Fiscal Officer Ross, here. Trustee Van Haren.
Here.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
Okay. Next up, we have public comments on items on the agenda.
Is that you, this?
Yes.
Okay. Jim Shade.
Is there a topic on there?
There is not a topic on here.
It has to be items on the agenda.
You guys, they came here and they want to talk. Well, let's let them talk.
Really?
It's the agenda.
I've been at a workshop before.
Okay, go. You have 5 minutes. As our limit is.
We live up on 202. And I kind of like to know what we're getting for our tax dollars from Bethel Township.
This is your opportunity to address the trustees,
okay.
So we will not be answering your questions.
But you can do a public records request.
I'm sorry?
You could say that you want to make this a public records request, and you would have to.
Yeah, I want to make a public records request.
Mm-hmm. Can you submit that in writing, please?
Excuse me?
Can you submit it in writing, like
yeah.
Send an email? No, it we will follow up for a public records request. We still do not answer your questions here. This is your opportunity to address us.
Okay. You promise?
Yes, promise. Mm-hmm. We fill all public records requests, so yes, we promise.
It looks like we've been coming to these meetings for quite some time, for almost 8 months, and we're still ignored. I'd kind of like to know why it is. We've offered to pay for the advertisement for the engineering study to be done. That's been ignored. And there's been, you guys keep saying you need more information. Julie, especially, you said you were not for it, not against it. But yet, we have given you, you said that in the Tip City Gazette. But we have given you so much information. And you guys just sit up here and smirk.
And call for.
Sit out here and watch what's going on up here. You would know. Now, what's that mean? Are we going to be ignored as we always are? I mean, what happens if we lose water? We had a leak over the weekend. This is the second leak. And they're in the process of getting that fixed. Now, we contacted EPA, and they said they can only get involved if there is a contamination. Well, there could be a contamination under the river. So, with that said, how would you guys deal if you lost all your water? You put over $70,000 in this playground equipment over here, and I've yet to see kids over there playing. Yet you won't do any kind of a survey study, engineering study. It just blows me away. So basically, we're not getting anything. Any services from Bethel Township. We live on 202, state route. We got a private road back there. Don't even make the attempt to take care of it for us. But yet, when you wanna put a speed bump on Eastland Drive, you'll run right out there and do it, won't you?
Thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
I would just like to say, I have never smirked at anything. I think it's a very serious issue. I've taken it very serious. I've done some of my own due diligence. I have told you guys over and over, I don't understand why you come to the township first. You should have gone to Tip City first. 8 months of sitting at the Tip City meetings. Did you do that? No.
Where you went to Tip City?
For 8 months, okay? And then Miami County, 8 months of going to them, producing petitions and pictures. No, nobody up here has smirked, and I don't appreciate that comment. And I live on Dayton Brandt. I get the same kind of service as you do. I don't live on a township road. Same thing. Okay. Next, Rhonda.
That's the only one we have.
All right, thank you. Okay, administration and zoning items. Facebook updates. Kemma, did you want to address this or?
Well, I think that, Beth, I had asked you about the Facebook page that we do.
Yeah, you're on it, aren't you? You're not?
I'm on it. I can't do anything with it.
What do you mean you can't do anything with it?
You're still the administrator.
You don't need to be the administrator. I manage like 6 other accounts.
Then you need to release that one.
Well,
that's the one I was assigned to. I've asked you to release it, and you haven't.
Let me finish, okay?
Let me finish,
okay,
because I've been going through this with you for 8 months.
Okay, what is it you exactly can't do?
We can post,
mm-hmm.
but we cannot do anything other than that. Nothing other than that.
So you can't respond to comments?
Can't respond to comments unless I do it personally. So,
well, who else would do it?
I'm the one that's...
Let me just say, so we did a resolution in January where we assign roles.
Right.
And Kemma was assigned that role.
Right.
So just turn it over to her.
Here's
okay,
my...
and same thing in May when Mike left, who was the backup.
Listen, here's my issue. It's not that I do not wish to get it off my plate. I really would love to get it off my plate.
Then just give it to her.
No, that's the problem. It's not that easy. I wish that it was. I have been the administrator on this account for so long. Facebook has changed their program multiple times. I don't wish to lose access to all my other accounts. I gave up an account for a different entity that I use as the administrator, and then I was blocked out of all my accounts. I am working on it with Facebook, and when I am absolutely positively clear that it is not a detriment to me, I will make you administrator, but I can't lose access to all my other accounts because of that. It has nothing to do with me not wanting to do it. Truthfully, it does not. I've got multiple requests into Facebook to look at it. Somebody from another entity posted as me on my page. It wasn't me at all, so I'm not sure what's going on. And because this is not a new recent addition to my Facebook stuff, I think that's where it's convoluted. At least that's what they seem to be telling me in their very cryptic messages. But I am continuing to work on it. I am not, like, negating it. I will do my utmost to get in touch with Facebook even more expediently, which is kind of hard.
Okay. Did you want to add anything? Or?
What I want to say...
Give her the chance.
What I want to say is that I've asked you for 8 months, and you keep telling me the same story. Now, either you're going to do it within the next 10 days, or I'm going to shut it off.
Okay. I listen.
And then we'll just start a new one through the township that we can abide by what we set up in January.
Listen.
Because we can't do that now. Because
I don't post anything on it. I know for
no, but you remove posts.
I don't remove posts. I don't do anything with it. I don't even touch it. I haven't done anything. Not a darn thing. I'm not removing any posts.
Must be a ghost.
No, there's no ghost whatsoever. I have not touched that page.
Shouldn't be that hard, Beth.
Believe me, I totally agree that it shouldn't be that hard. But when I make you administrator, I know full well that you will kick me off immediately, which I understand. That's fine. However, then I lose all access to all my to the West.
But that's not your choice. You have to do what we elected each other to do. And that was done in January. You've chosen not to do that, so because you're afraid that you might get kicked off.
Well, I know you will kick me off.
How do you know that, Beth?
Well, just by the time
you're
talking
to me
now.
How do you know that? You don't know that.
That's true. I don't know without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay, right.
Just keep us posted then, if you could, on what's happening.
And just for the record, I don't touch that page. I don't look at it. I don't comment. I don't do anything. So I don't know who's removing the post, but...
Yeah, we can't remove anything, no matter who we are.
Right.
Right.
Other than things that are slander or... bad language that don't meet the rules, but
you can't remove them. You really should just hide them.
Yeah. Okay, so we understand. So just keep us posted. Okay, next is the zoning department volunteer. Mm-hmm. So Kama has asked Marty to help. He volunteered to help.
Mm-hmm.
He was our previous zoning director. And we did some research and found out that we can ask volunteers. So the prosecutor, although we have not received a formal opinion, verbally he said he didn't see any immediate problems that he could think of having a volunteer. He's going to do some research, but he said if we want a volunteer to help, that should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I also spoke with Otarma, who does our insurance, and they said that... he pointed me in the policy where the definition of member includes any volunteer or student who performs a service for you at your request. So there should be no liability issues either with having a volunteer up here working.
So I have a problem with a volunteer acting in a pretty important capacity, that of zoning administrator, without any person who's an actual employee or elected official monitoring that. It's one thing if this person agrees to pick up sticks in the cemetery, like there's no future ramifications for those sticks whatsoever. But it's a completely different thing if they're sitting there on their own, even if they are a volunteer, even if he has had prior experience, with nobody else from the township in sight, taking a zoning application or giving someone advice on a zoning case or counseling them on which way this could go so that it'll pass the zoning board or not pass the zoning board. I feel like that position has a lot more ramifications than picking up sticks in the playground or the cemetery.
Let me just say this, Beth. 2 weeks ago when I told you I was leaving at the last business meeting and the trustee meeting for vacation, you could have stepped up and said, well, I'll step in, but you didn't do that.
And you could have asked me, could somebody take over while I'm gone? Did you think
you
about
didn't,
that?
You didn't step up for anything. You haven't stepped up for anything for 8 months.
Hey, I'm in charge of debris management and the sheriff's contract.
Yep.
Remember, we voted on it.
Yeah, we did. We voted on it, and you've left, and any other thing that's come in here that has needed assistance, whether it's related to what we were assigned or wasn't, we pick up the slack.
Well,
and we don't mind doing it.
I know
we
don't mind doing it. Although I did get that signed copy of the meeting minutes from May 23rd, 2023, which Julie called me out on doing because it was your job, and then when I turned it over to you at that
meeting,
you gave it back.
And it was illegal for you to do it.
Why was that illegal?
Because.
Why was that illegal to do that?
It was because we didn't even know if that was the correct copy.
But it was the meeting minutes that we had passed.
We don't know that.
You don't have the copy.
We don't have the meeting minutes that we approved. They weren't signed.
No.
We have something that was posted, but we don't know if those are the ones we actually passed.
Why do we not know that?
Well, in the fiscal office, we cannot find the ones that were completed and passed.
Mm-hmm.
We only have a folder of those that did not get completed. Mm-hmm. So,
whether it was illegal for me to do that or not, I took the initiative. I did it. You called me out on it. You then were not at all appreciative when I actually got the final signature and when I turned it in. And all you guys did was say, hey, that's not your realm. Don't do it.
So, if that's the feedback I've been getting, why would I think to offer to help you with zoning while you're gone? You could have easily asked. You guys are making a huge point of not asking Beth Van Haren to do anything.
We didn't have to be asked. You shouldn't have to be asked. You're a trustee, for God's sake. Just volunteer. 8 months. We're almost at September,
Beth. I volunteered and got that document.
To get something signed. Bless you.
Call me out.
We're done. Let's go to the next one.
I'm going to clear this up. Okay. Because what you did was cart around a piece of paper and ask people who were no longer in office to sign as though they were in office.
Nope. They signed it because they voted on it. That's not illegal. It would be illegal if I signed their signatures for it.
We'll see if it's illegal or not.
Okay. Well, let's call our lawyer then. Why not? I mean, what the heck? What will happen?
Oh, my God. Next. Fire department items. Surplus equipment sales. Josh, you were working on a list of surplus items?
Yeah, I got to redo my pictures. I can't find my original pictures of all my equipment.
Okay.
So in order to do the post.
Okay, we'll just leave her there then. And then I have another question. As I was helping sort the mail and set up bills, there was a vendor purchase for repairs to the Ford Medic unit for over $12,000.
Yep.
So we need a resolution for this, and I was kind of shocked to see it because this requires some kind of approval before we do it.
But it hasn't been fixed yet, so we still have time.
Okay. So it's not there being fixed?
No, it's in the shop. Mm-hmm. It'll be 2 weeks yet.
Okay.
Before it's fixed. We're down to one Medic unit.
Okay, so can you just tell us a little bit about it then? And
yeah, the check engine light was on for a sensor on the exhaust. While that was going on, another issue came up and they had to replace the turbo, front brakes, and it needs rear tires. And there's an electrical update.
So will this be the entire amount for sure, or
yeah, that's the
there could
price
be more.
They gave me to fix everything.
Okay. So we just do a resolution for Tuesday?
It's in the shop. There's nothing much you can do about it.
Yeah, definitely. We want it fixed. We want it back in service.
Okay. That was my question. Get my resolution out here. Okay. Next is road department items. We got more surplus equipment here because we got the old mowers. Robert is working on figuring those out, and we have to have an estimate of what we think they're worth and what the minimum price will be.
So I talked to him today, and I asked him for the hours on the mowers, which he can't provide because the one diesel, that's been broken for years, so it's not accumulating any hours. And the other one works sometimes and not the other, so he can't do that, which justifies the price that you want to ask. So I mean, the only other thing we could do is if they've kept maintenance logs, which I asked him about, on, you know, when the oil was changed, when it was serviced or whatever, you can maybe set a value, you know, on things that you've done or things that you know to be wrong with it or not wrong with it, and try to submit it for auction at a minimum bid.
Okay. So, can we maybe get an independent, like somebody to look at it and mower sales or something?
I had casually asked him about that today, and he didn't seem to know anybody who would do that. Now, I think that the guys down on 201, they buy and sell mowers all the time.
Excuse me.
You know, we might be able to maybe ask them for an educated guess about what it could go for. That really is, you know, those mowers are so old that it's probably going to be something along the lines of, if somebody's willing to take them off your hands, you probably should let them go. Now, that's what Robert said, so.
Okay.
I don't know that. I'm
well,
not
let's see if we can get somebody independent,
yeah.
too. Okay.
So we can ask the guys down on 202 to see if they'll kind of give us a ballpark figure for what it might be worth.
Okay. How about the West Charleston road repairs? Anything on that?
We haven't done anything yet. I talked to Chris just before I left, and he said he had talked to the engineers down at the county, and something about he was going to try to meet with one or two of them out there, and one of the neighbors there on West Charleston Road was in the office today, and we were talking about it as well. They live just up the road, so they're inclined to want a couple of the neighbors. She told me were inclined to want to straighten that curve out, and I said I'd bring that up today. They want to straighten it out more so that there's not so much of an S type deal there, and I think that's, you know, maybe that would be something that the county engineers might want to try to work on.
I'm not sure who you talked to about straightening that S-curve, but I can tell you from everybody that I know on West Charleston Road wants that S-curve there because it slows people down. But you could do a survey, see what people wanted. That's a pretty expensive fix, though. It's a very expensive fix. And it would involve purchasing easement, more money, and a lot more drainage work.
I just said I'd bring it up, so I brought it up, and anyways, so we're not anywhere near ready for that yet.
Okay.
Plus, we've spent a lot on the other projects, so I don't know where exactly we're at in the budget for what we plan for 24 for expenditures.
Okay. Okay, next is the speed bump request on Eastland Drive. So this was a request, you guys got the email as well, because people are speeding up and down the road.
I think it's a good idea.
I think you need to send a survey to all those people asking them for their opinion. They live on that road. It's also not great for the plows, even though we tend to be plowing less and less. But that is the complaint with the ones on Schroyer and Dinsmore is the plows hit them, and they have to be maintained. They have to be painted brightly colored. But I would send out a letter asking for people to respond if they were yes or no. And if it's over 50%, then go with it. But
have they contacted like the sheriff to do any kind of a? I mean, can't they put things out there to...
They can put a couple or we can actually do that, telling people to slow down, I believe. It's up to us at that point, you know, like a couple of signs. Children at play.
County takes care of the signs.
I was thinking of the things where they track the traffic. I mean, there's not that many cars on that road. It's got to be a couple of people that are causing the problem, right?
Well, the house there, the one with the, that we've had problems with that we can't do anything about, that seems to be the main culprit, according to a couple of the neighbors who I've talked to that live on that street. It seems to be the traffic and the speed is attributed to one house, and we can't do anything about that particular house. We've tried.
So, so what's our next steps? Do we want to send a survey? Do we want to ask the sheriff if they can monitor it?
When he comes to Tuesday's meeting, we can ask that perhaps they put it on their radar and see what that does for 30 days, I would say. Maybe.
Well, I'm guessing if you got a sheriff posted at the end, you're probably not going to speed down. I mean, but maybe they will. Can't.
Okay, I'll see what I can find out from the sheriff. And okay, last thing is the cemetery signs. I think you guys got the email with...
Yeah, I took care of that.
Pictures.
Let's put it this way. I called the county, and then I also talked to Sandra about it a little bit, and she said if it's an ODOT sign, which Robert says it's not an ODOT sign, but it looks like an ODOT sign to me, then, you know, they're on 55 at the garage, and they could probably take care of it. It's the other side. If you, it's on the other, one side is like blank, and the other side is not. So it's obviously something that,
he didn't put that one in here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I thought it was the white painted sign.
Yeah.
Well, he sent pictures of all of them.
Yeah, I know he sent pictures.
They're not very, most of them are not in very good shape. The white painted sign, one side is completely blank.
The green sign.
One side is...
Is gone.
Almost.
Almost gone. You can barely see it.
I mean, you have to know what it says to read it.
Right, yeah, no.
The one cemetery is missing the sign,
right.
Crawford.
Mm-hmm. Crawford.
I don't know about the one up on 202.
Well, Crawford's had it in the gates, and we didn't replace the gates because of cost.
Right.
We don't have a sign for it. So, again, you know, we could have signs made, just regular generic signs at Fast Signs or whatever, and have them put up, you know. But if you want to go, these signs that are on, like the one on in West Charleston, those are handmade signs,
right.
So those are not fabricated signs. So if we want to do something like that, then it's going to be more costly, of course. And you know, if we go to ODOT and have them replace the green sign that is worn on one side but not the other, which the county guy I talked to yesterday said that he was going to take a run out there and see if it was something that they could handle at the garage off 55. And then ODOT, I left a message for them as well. I don't know whether they're going to pick it up. Robert insists that that is not an ODOT sign.
It doesn't look like an ODOT sign.
So, you know, it could just be something that we ordered someplace,
yeah.
You know.
So you're following up on that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, next is fiscal officer items.
I do have one request. I would like all of you, including Josh, and Josh and Kama has done this. Julie and Beth, you have not needed to do this yet, but I would like for, if you guys are wanting to spend money, I would like for you to come to me and let us sit down and go over what's in the fund, and then so that, like, I'm not, if you come into the meeting and say, I want to spend this kind of money, do we have it in there? Kind of so I know that we know that it's coming. That way I can back you up when you ask for that question. Josh has done it. Kama has done it. You two haven't needed to do it. I just am asking if that's something we can do. It would help me out.
Sure.
I mean, I think that's kind of the
and maybe that's the
supposed
way it's
to
supposed
be the pattern.
To be done.
Yeah.
That Josh has indicated that it is, but
I think the rules say it's supposed to go to the administrator first, right?
Well, the township administrator, I think, has typically been there to kind of buffer the fiscal officer from having to, you know, just to make sure it was needed first, and you know Andy tracked all that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but yeah, nothing has come since I've been the acting one, but yeah, I mean, that should be the policy anyhow, that you know, she has a chance to do research and doesn't get blindsided. So okay, by everyone?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Is that any purchase?
I do it on any purchase.
Josh.
I'm just saying, because, you know, and also we need to add a lot of my officers to the Lowe's account, because the other day we needed batteries. And
they couldn't get it?
Well, he had to use his own money.
Oh.
And then I think he gave it to Kathy to get reimbursed.
Okay.
But unfortunately, you know, as things break, we go get it. We don't.
Are you talking like
large purchases? I always ask first.
That's what I'm talking about. Large purchases, but not like if you're going to go get batteries or something like that. Kind of like you did with the firefighters' raises.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
That's kind of the things that I'm talking about. Fixing a road, like major purchases. Because I'm sure, Beth, you have history, so you know things.
Yeah, we're not talking five and dime.
And if they don't have a problem with officers being on the Lowe's account, I don't have a problem. I just don't want all of them. I mean, I don't want all of them. Like, you're talking like Mike's a battalion chief, Terry's a...
Well, Mike's on there, but... Ben's not on it, and I don't think Connor's on there. He's my maintenance guy.
Yeah, okay. We can work on that.
Because if I'm not here to run to go get whatever they need, I got to be able to send someone.
Right, right. I agree. As long as they're good with it, I'm good with it.
I'm fine with it.
Okay, so I just wanted to let everybody know, this is financial. So Kathy and I met with the...
Ben, okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Kathy and I met with the investment dude from Park National Bank. So I just want to give you guys an update. Rhonda, we've already talked to her. Mm-hmm. But so we had one CD investment that was getting less than 0.25%.
Oh my God.
Which just came due last week, or this week, I don't know, last week. So we've short-term invested that into one that's 3.1%, and then we met with this guy who looks at investment strategy, which is what we need, some kind of plan that we can invest our money so that it, they call it laddering, so that it comes due at various times, so we're never without money if we need it. But we can make a lot more money than the 0.25%. The bank account that it sits in right now is 2.85%. And just by talking to the guy and moving it to the investment account, that would go up to 5%.
And now that's
based on treasury notes. Mm-hmm. So this is just like a money market account that it would sit in. But that's an improvement over 2.85%. We stand to make a lot of money that we're just missing out on it right now. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to come back with a strategy for us. He said it would probably take 2 to 3 months to get it all invested. We're talking about maybe doing like $5 million of what we have. And it takes 2 to 3 months because they have to find those investments to buy because not everything is just readily available. They come up as... And then you got to look at short-term versus long-term because we know long-term the interest rates are... going to go down. Mm-hmm. Of course, they've been saying that for a year, but likely to go down even in September when they do
what's
the next one.
What's the term on tying it up?
So the terms would be varying. So we could have some at 1 year, some at 1.5, 2, 3. Also, there is, so they would come due at various times. We would get, you know, so it's kind of a gamble, right? Because as all financial investments are. So if you invest in something that's, say, 3 years it comes due, you're going to get a little bit less interest now, but based on the fact that it's going to come down over time, you will be making more than that current interest rate if it comes down. But you know, then there's that break-even point that you can't calculate because you don't know when the rates are going to come down and how much they're going to come down. So we just have to vary it up, and there is no real penalty. If we do need the money, we can liquidate them. There's no real penalty. We would still get the interest money. The only penalty, so to speak, is if the rate goes the opposite way than you think. So if we have something that's making 2%, but the rates go up to 3%, it's going to be hard to sell that and not lose that difference. But if the rates go down, as we think they will, so they went from 2% to 1%, it'd be very easy to sell. Mm-hmm. But there's no penalty as far as we'd lose the interest or any kind of early
early cashing out penalty, none of that.
If you decided that you wanted to.
If you needed the money.
Right.
We also asked him about the Star Ohio program, which is set up for investments for government agencies, which we qualify for. And that's basically a money market tied to the Treasury again. So goes down, when the rate goes down, it goes down. But it's all liquid. Mm-hmm. So maybe maybe we only invest so much and then we can put some in there, and then if we need it, we have it. Mm-hmm. So I have a nice little presentation that we got from them that you guys are welcome to look at. It talks about some of the stuff I just summarized. So if, I don't think we need to do a resolution. We're not spending any money, right? We're just investing it. Mm-hmm. So, but I just wanted to bring it up, as did Rhonda. Okay with everybody?
I would like it to be okay with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah. And I think it should be at every meeting that you share where it is and what it's earning. And
yes, that's
that.
another point. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. They will produce a report for us, and we've talked about creating a web page for the fiscal office so that they can start posting some of the bank statements and reports like this that would show what we're earning. But yeah, they will do a report that shows all of our investments and what we're getting all the time and when things are due and et cetera.
I think it's a good idea.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. So he's supposed to start paperwork then. Yeah. Okay. Investments. Okay, trustee items. So these are, I guess, kind of some updates. The fire chief applications have been reviewed. Interviews will be tomorrow. The township administrator slash zoning director job posting, I've posted that on the website. MVRPC, the Ohio, I'm gonna blow this, Ohio Municipal League, OML, and I've talked to the OTA. So I think OTA requires another hurdle. It said free and then it said $20. Today he sent me an email, it said $20. So I did make it till September 20th. We wanted to leave at least 3 weeks.
Okay.
So that's 3 weeks and a few days. So by the end of the week, definitely they'll be on these other sites.
Great.
Okay.
And the deadline, since your deadline for submission is by
September 20th. Yeah. So that was basically three and a few days because we didn't get, I didn't post until Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fire department discussion with Elizabeth Township. No updates on that. The anti-annexation employees still working on that job description. Joint meeting with the zoning boards to update the zoning resolution text. Did we send a
No, out? Because I was gone all this month. So at the end of the month here, I told you I was gone for 2 weeks and I wouldn't do it until this coming,
right.
The first of the month.
Okay.
And I'm looking at three different dates next month. So if you guys have things that you don't, any particular days that you don't or can't be here, then it would be nice for you to share those with me before I post.
What are your dates?
I was looking at the first 3 weeks, any day within the first 3 weeks of September. So if you wanted to do like Wednesday of the first week or a Thursday of the second week or Tuesday of the third week, whichever day works for you guys.
So just out of curiosity, are there going to be... Oh, we probably don't know yet. Is there going to be any meetings for the zoning boards?
There right now for September. No, I already sent out the email. There's no for September. But we did take two cases today that we're working through right now for October.
Okay.
So one is pretty extensive. It's going to require four changes.
Okay, well, I was just asking about September because that's been typically a good day to pick if there's no meetings because both zoning boards have already, you know, thought they were going to have a meeting that day.
Right.
So that would be the fourth Thursday.
Okay, so...
Or is that too far out?
No, that's fine with me. I don't care. The fourth Thursday?
Or what other days did you want? We can't do it on a Tuesday.
No, I just gave you an example. I was looking at the first 3 weeks of September.
Okay.
So if you wanted to do it on, like, say, a Tuesday of the first week or a Wednesday of the first week, that's fine, or a Thursday. Doesn't matter, whatever day that you want to do it. I've got the first 3 weeks of September open.
Okay.
The last week is probably what I wasn't figuring on. So if you say that they're planning for it anyway, maybe we can just send an email saying, okay, since we don't have any meetings, maybe we'll just have this meeting, you know.
That's if...
if she's...
Can we make it?
I can.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So you're talking what day?
That would be the 26th.
The 26th, okay. And do you want to do it at like 4 o'clock? Do you want to do it at 6 o'clock? What do you want to do?
Their meeting time was 6:30.
Okay.
6:30. Was the first meeting.
And this meeting is for what again?
It's to have a joint meeting with the zoning boards to kick off them reviewing the zoning code, you know, our zoning resolution, zoning rules, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call those, to propose updates, to recommend updates.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are a lot of things in our current rules that are kind of archaic, and some of them are some of them repeat themselves in different areas, so we just really need to kind of go through and take a look at things so that it represents today's standards, not so much 20 years ago.
Yeah, and usually Jess has a mm-hmm. list of mm-hmm. things that they may recommend changing based on what gets asked for in the mm-hmm. meetings, or what questions people are asking, mm-hmm. things like that.
And also sometimes what the county's doing.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe
you
can send an email and see if anybody can't make it.
Right, I'll send it on in the next day.
Okay. So. Okay. So we're to old business. Just get the time. Okay, so just some quick status updates. Administration, budget, no updates yet. Board retreat's still on hold until we get somebody. Walnut Street dead end. I did start some research on that to see if we can vacate it or how that would work.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any answers yet.
You can't call Chris either. I meant to say this earlier. His father passed away. And he's out of the office. He's been out of the office for a couple of weeks, but he's out. He's working from home, but he's really not working. So.
Yeah, I don't think we need him. I think it's just getting to the right person in the county.
Okay.
And I have not gotten there yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, the archive social we haven't talked about. I don't know if we want to... We'll maybe wait mm-hmm. for the administrator to get mm-hmm. here. Okay, zoning, the boat storage facility.
That's one he's working on.
Okay.
And there's several things. There's 10 projects that he's working on. When he came into town, or came into the township with me and took the tour of the things that I have that we've been working on trying to clean up, he was going to write a resolution for the nuisance that would allow us to take care of it within 30 days instead of dragging it out to two or three letters and then turning it over to a different aspect there at the prosecuting attorney's office. Plus, there's a different area now that he referenced, a different attorney in their office that's handling these types of cases civilly. And so he was going to put together a resolution that allows us to do that, and then also talk to the attorney who's now handling those specific types of cases in the county. And the boat storage facility is one of those cases where we have this infraction of our rules that we would have to try to get pushed through civilly with another attorney, and then them take it over into the civil side of the law, which means that they actually have to prosecute him through a different branch, not his branch or of the county attorney's office. Yeah. I'm not sure, but he said he was going to take care of all that, and he, again, his father passed away, so he didn't do it. But we have 10 cases that we're trying to get cleaned up, and the boat storage facility is one of them, one of the bigger ones. The guy living in the property on 40 is another one, which that is actually been turned over to the county, but the county is actually going to, they're running with that now. I don't know what it specifically is going to happen, but that zoning does not allow for a residence in the facility.
Is
this Denny Mann's old garage there, that the gentleman who bought it, Bumgardner, actually bought it, and he's running some type of a business there because it is zoned for businesses and I zoning. But with that zoning, he can't live in that building, and what he did was put an in-ground pool in there, didn't permit it. And then he converted the actual facility where Denny actually did the cars into living quarters. Mm. So he's actually living there. And somebody came in and complained about it, and so we sent him a couple letters, and he blew us off. And then we sent him the last letter, certified mail, and he finally acknowledged that, yeah, he was living in there. But this is not the first time that he's had complaints either.
No, I mean, Mike has been out there several times.
He was living in a trailer, and there's been other issues.
Camper.
Okay. Yeah, so he's on that list. The burnout place is on the list that we're trying to, on Ross Road. That's another one where, you know, if we do it this other way with the other attorney, then we could clear it out in 30 days. Mm. So those are the big ones that we're working on.
Okay, so we're just kind of waiting on Crystal.
Yes, yes.
Okay, how about hooking up the computer to the network and updating GIS?
Well,
you know, Marty looking at that?
Yes, Marty and Robert were actually in the office trying to do that when you had your deal with them, Beth.
Yeah, and actually we didn't finish that discussion. We got sidetracked. So maybe we can circle back to that zoning department volunteer. I don't think that any volunteer should be working with us in a capacity that it affects future things going on at the township, i.e. zoning. If they're picking up sticks in the cemetery, go for it. That's great. But we have no oversight over this person. They're not our employee. There's nobody there supervising them. It has nothing to do with Marty. He absolutely has the experience. But, you know, so I'm going to go out and look at drainage. Do you want me to call? If I can't go, do I just call Don and tell him to go? I mean, nobody approved Marty. You said he could work, but we didn't have a formal approval process. We didn't detail his scope of duties. He's just a volunteer, but he's a volunteer without any oversight.
Okay, so one alternative then would be to hire him as a seasonal worker.
Yep.
So would you rather have that? That would be a maximum of 6 months.
Yes, I'd like that. Put it on the agenda.
Okay. He really doesn't want to do that.
He doesn't want to get paid. He wants to do voluntarily.
You can hire him as... Well, no, that's true. You have to hire him and then say. But here's the thing. We didn't approve a resolution for him. And like I said before, his actions without any supervision, this could be then anybody.
Well, there are. I mean, Kim is supervising him. She wasn't in there. Well, she can't be in the office all the time, but that doesn't mean he's just doing... It's not a free-for-all. He's in conversation with her all the time.
All the time.
I mean, because I hear him, so... I don't think it's quite unsupervised.
My signature is on everything, which means I'm responsible for everything.
Nonetheless, he's not hired. We didn't go through an interview process. We didn't post the job, and yet he is doing work that does have long-term ramifications for
this town. I'm doing the work, Beth. I'm the one doing the work. The buck stops with me.
I'm doing the work.
Nonetheless, he's doing the work unsupervised. He's filling out the forms. He's talking to residents who come in and asking for a zoning request or a zoning violation or whatever it is.
I set those appointments, Beth. I set those appointments. The only appointment that Marty attended was Lorna Furter coming in to ask questions on if she could, conjoin two of her lots to possibly build a barn dominium on. There was no paperwork he was doing for her. They came in to have just a meeting about what she could potentially maybe do.
So
and Lorna's on the zoning committee.
Well, if she's okay with hiring a seasonal,
resolution.
Okay, then he can be in here. Okay, next is fire department radios. I'm assuming are in.
Yes.
Since we have a bill. So it's all complete now.
Yes.
All right.
And
that took forever.
The boots and everything too. All those.
The boots. We're still waiting on something from them, right, Josh?
Yeah, I just checked my. I forgot to forward it to Rhonda. That's been taken care of. I did forward it to Rhonda.
So we're not waiting on it anymore. But we have an invoice that
my sales guy says that it was a mistake on their end.
So what we've paid, we're good then,
yeah.
Settled up.
Yeah.
Did you okay.
That
yeah,
I. Yeah. I saw it on here.
Because we have a bill sitting there still that you know, we need to. Okay. You're good.
So we don't owe them anything else.
Nope.
That makes sense because it was a result of boots that got exchanged and returned, and then they billed us again. So, I mean, that's what my kid told me. Okay. For the potential increase in the firefighter EMT pay, still haven't done the budget, so we'll just have to wait on that. Okay.
So what did we do in July?
We haven't done we've done a five-year plan, so that should say five-year plan.
So it shouldn't say budget, it should do a five-year plan.
Yes, ma'am. I will fix that.
I have already added the 45 cents from Josh's
grant
to their pay.
Great. Thank you.
That should have been two pays ago,
okay.
I believe, if not.
Okay, I never look at my check stub.
Yeah. None of you ever look at your check stub.
That's why the wife always asks me, but I have no idea.
I did add that 45 cents in there, though.
Thank you.
And I did it immediately.
I only look at one thing, and that's the W-2 for when I do the taxes.
Okay, more of the old business, road department. Stolen generator that got reported to police. We haven't heard anything from them, right?
They have not called anything on it, so you might as well just wash that away.
Well, I did talk to Otarma, our insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They said that would fall under unscheduled miscellaneous
equipment.
Yes, which we have coverage up to $187,000,
mm-hmm.
but we have a $1,000 deductible.
Which is not going to be.
So, yeah, I said I don't think it's worth that much. He said some of those little Honda ones are worth a lot, but.
Yeah, but I think it was.
So if it's not worth more than $1,000, then.
It was several years old, so.
I don't think that matters for insurance. It's a replacement.
Okay.
But it would have to be worth more than that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you could just double check with Robert to be sure, but that's what I told him. I don't think it's.
I think the cost of a new one is around $700-$800, so.
Okay. So we didn't hear anything. Okay, tree removal on Singer Road.
Nobody's contacted me.
So no updates.
Nope.
Okay.
And Robert hasn't got any calls either on it. I asked him about that this morning when I saw him. And he said he, not a word, hasn't heard anything since the we were going to send the one guy out to look at that, cutting those back, and then of course they wanted the arborist and all that, and it was like what, $12,000 or $14,000 or something to trim those trees.
But we passed a resolution.
Yeah, I know, but there's nobody's. It's their guy. So, okay. Are we supposed to hire that person with the $14,000, or do we just let them hire him?
You want to call them and find out?
I can.
The carriage home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, let me make the note. Okay, road paving status update. Did you see my email? So, what? Tonight?
No.
Okay, so right before the meeting, I got an email that said Wildcat will be closed Thursday the 28th, Friday the 29th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. for paving.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's...
So, not a lot of advance notice.
No, because she said, I just talked to her. I talked to her Friday, Sandra Friday, and I sent her an email Friday. She was out of the office Monday. And then I talked this morning. I got an email back from her. She never once mentioned it.
Maybe they didn't decide till this afternoon. I mean, it just came literally right before this meeting. Josh was on there as well. They are going to let emergency vehicles through, buses.
I would like to flyer that whole street and let them know that it's going to happen. You know?
To do it tomorrow. I sent you a thing to put on the Facebook.
Yeah, I guess I'll just put it on the Facebook then.
I mean, once it's on there, people can share it on the other. We can put it on Grapevine and all those other sites. So, yeah, it was right before this meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay, dump truck lighting package is complete.
It's done.
Okay.
And I think, Rhonda, you've already paid for that, right? The lights?
Who was it through?
I don't remember.
I think we did.
Yeah, we did.
That's part of the I remember seeing it... I remember seeing it come through at the first of the week.
I don't remember last time they said it was going to be like months and months, and then Robert's like, oh, they're doing it today.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. The Township Road Department building, the outer service doors.
They're in, and the boys are going to paint. In fact, they high pressure washed everything on the outside here to get the new paint on the doors here. So that right now we got to rebuild the bottoms of the entry service garage doors because they're just like rotted out. So Eric's gonna handle that. He's been so good. And just so you guys know, since most of everybody's not here, maybe I'll mention it at the next meeting. We had somebody compliment us on how our cemeteries are looking now. It was really a good compliment. Julie, you might share it since it came to you.
Yeah, so while it was about, I mean, they just said cemeteries, but it was somebody who comes to either Bethel East or West. I believe his wife is buried there, and he said that the cemeteries are looking better than they ever have. They can see headstones they haven't been able to see, and all the weeding's getting properly done. So,
and the fence lines are back.
Yeah, very. So. It was just nice that somebody said... They look nice.
They took their time out to say that are there, you know, that's there regularly and have noticed the change in what we've done. So that's a positive thing for our community.
Okay, anything else on the road department building?
Mm-mm.
Okay, Friendship Park digital mapping is still on hold.
Oh, I got something on the park as well. Since we're not talking about the mapping, but the swing set, we have a tentative schedule for the first week of September for that. Again, it's tentative, but it's the first week of September is what the email is said by the company.
And that's for all of it or just the swing set?
The swing set itself. Okay. We've already done the paving part of the, we've sealed it.
Right.
Rhonda has the bill for that. I think that's been taken care of as well. In fact, we had one of our neighbors there on 40, and I sent you guys the email, ask if they could, their granddaughter was having a party this weekend, and she lives right on 40. You can't park on 40. So she wanted to know if they could,
use the parking lot behind for their party. It's a pretty large one. And we graciously said yes. So there's people there parked there anyway. Yeah. So it was nice of her to ask. But, you know. But anyway.
So any word on, so just the swing set, what about the rest of the equipment?
Oh, everything will be in.
The whole thing is scheduled for. Okay, I thought you meant just the extra swing set piece.
No. Okay. Everything, all of it.
Okay, a couple more for road. How about the Pisgah at Ag and Broad repairs?
That has not started yet. They're really busy, and that's going to be an extensive repair because they're going to try to reset that pipe so that the elevation is correct. But we did, you know, the sinkhole on Gibson is done. And Singer's done.
Oh, the Gibson. Okay, that was next. Mm-hmm. So the Gibson's done. Okay. Okay, trustee items. So no new news on the contact list or the meeting recording, and we haven't started any of the minutes. The other discussion topics. So this is to finish our review on the personnel policies and procedures. I put it at the end this time so nobody would have to sit through it that didn't want to. Okay. We last left off. The last thing we talked about was the compensatory time.
What page is that?
It's 27 for me, but I think it's different for you because you guys have the one that's got the correct. It's Article 8. So it'll be around there, but maybe not the same page.
All right. 27, 22.
Okay, same page. So I think we finished this one. We said we were going to have them use it within 1 year of accrual, and they cashing out, they'll be paid for accumulated and unused compensatory time. Mm-hmm. So if they, I had a note written here, I don't remember this, but if they don't use it within the 1 year window, we are going to pay them for it, right? Because that's an earned.
I thought we decided we weren't going to let them carry it over, so we would have to pay them if we're not going to let them carry it over.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. We pay them if they don't use it within that 1 year window. Pay them for it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So next is benefits. I think we may have started talking about this. So the question, so in the middle, these are my comments, of course. It says, generally, full-time police and fire personnel participate in the State of Ohio Police and Fire Disability Pension Fund. I don't know what the word generally means. I mean, do they or don't they? And what if they don't? Or can they opt out? Do we pay a percentage of that like we do OPRs?
Rhonda, do we?
We don't have that, so.
We don't have that.
Should I just cross it out?
Yeah. Why not? And take out generally in anything, because generally, that's where we get into problems as when we say generally, when you have to have a definite yes or no, we do it or we don't do it.
Well, I agree. I don't like the word generally, but we don't have full time, so do we need it in here? I'm guessing this is because this was adopted from another township, so that's probably how it read. What do you think, Beth? Should we just take out that one?
Well, I think if you have an employee who is retired from PERS, then they're not part of PERS because they've already retired from it. So if they're a retiree hire, then that's why the generally would be in place, because then you're probably taking out Social Security stuff rather than PERS.
Sorry, the generally I'm talking about is where it talks about the full-time police and fire personnel.
Oh, I thought it said generally all employees except fire and personnel. Okay, I see. Well,
yeah, that first statement with the generally, that generally has to stay because I think there are exceptions.
Yeah, definitely.
But I was talking about like in the middle of the paragraph.
Yeah, I mean, you could say full-time fire and police personnel. Just leave out the generally. Okay. If we ever get full-time fire and police.
Okay. And do we, do you know, do we pay part of that if we ever had that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because we have that written in there for the OPRS part.
We do. We're required by the state to pay the our percentage.
Right, right. I understand. I was just wondering if it was the same for the...
For part-time?
No, we don't get any benefits.
Part-time isn't getting benefits.
So,
full-time.
So only for full-time then?
Right.
The OPRS... Mm-hmm.
Well, we match Social Security and all the stuff we normally do for the part-time.
Right.
Okay, 9.2. So I have a note that says, it's been a while since I wrote the note, so forgive me, I have to figure them out. The fire department is not included in the workers' compensation program.
No, I think they are.
Yeah, part of workers' comp.
Yeah.
So I thought we looked at the list and...
No, I'm pretty sure they are.
Okay. I guess, can we just double check that?
But yeah, I mean, that's why I do that true up thing at the end of the year, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just so you're sure. Okay, the next thing I had then was under insurance, 9.3. It doesn't say anything about what we do. I mean, I'm okay with it the way it is, but maybe. like, we have some employees that are on Medicare.
Yeah.
Right, so they're not really covered by the group medical.
Yeah, and you guys still haven't figured out how you're going to get me taken care of.
Yeah, Chris is looking at that. Just to check date kind of thing. But anyhow, so back to this. So can we change it to here to say what we do for Medicare, or?
Yeah, you should. Because you had, look at all the research that you had to do to figure out what to do for me. You had to go back to when Jerry Hurt was receiving.
Right.
So if you update this, you should have it reflective of what you're now going to do so that it's all the same for anybody else that comes in that's elected. You know?
Okay.
Then maybe it should say all regular full-time employees and elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this book does not include elected officials.
Okay.
Right. It's
but you still would have
But that's
let's say we get a classified individual or something.
Well, we do. We have Robert.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it could be anybody, right? But so I'm just saying that the line is not entirely correct because so I can just say I'll say not covered by Medicare at the beginning. And then I'll put a line in that says what happens when they're Medicare as A1 and A2, I guess. I don't know.
I think that sounds good.
Okay.
If they're eligible for Medicare, then
I'll just say not covered by Medicare because that's not the criteria whether they're eligible or not. It's if they're on it or not.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
That's a whole other discussion. Okay, so supplemental insurance. So I have a big note in here at the end of this that says employees must contribute to the cost of medical insurance. I think I want to add this to the insurance, saying what it currently is. We didn't have anywhere where we state about the contribution, which is probably why I got charged double for so long, because I had no idea. So are you okay with adding something about that to say what it costs? Supplemental insurance, we have a line at the end that says employees should contact the vendor for the products available. I think that should say fiscal officer.
Well, they're not going to, employees aren't going to know what products we offer and who to contact. I mean, aren't you the only one who has contact with them anyway?
With the SIBO?
Yeah.
No.
No, Julie does?
Has.
No, not SIBO, like Aflac, right?
Aflac?
Oh, yeah. Me and Kathy both have contact with Aflac.
So supplemental is also dental and vision and... So do we want to say contact the vendor? Because my concern is that...
I would say contact the fiscal officer.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to say fiscal officer. She tells them to contact the vendor, that's one thing, but she needs to be in the loop because of the...
It's payroll deductible.
Withholding, yeah. Okay, travel expenses. In the middle it says, full-time regular employees will be reimbursed for expenses when using their private automobile while discharging duties, blah, blah, blah. I think that should say mileage. I don't know what that means, expenses.
Yeah, mileage makes sense.
And then the last line, it says they can be compensated, and that is the mileage. Does this include part-time and full-time? Everybody, right?
I would think so.
Okay.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, I would think so. It just didn't say, so I just wanted to make sure that employees... And then lodging expenses incurred, I'm okay with that, but I noticed that there used to be limits for both... Well, actually, I think it was a limit for, like, the conference. There would be a resolution passed... Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we want to have limits or state that there's limits or...
I think it should just be...
Just leave it like it is.
Yeah. I mean, I think you could say reasonable. Like, we're not having anybody stay at the Ritz-Carlton, but...
Yeah, so, but your idea of reasonable and mine could be different. That's
well,
the problem
agree,
with writing things like that.
Then say mid-range, you know, because if for whatever reason you had to travel... I mean, a hotel in Columbus obviously costs more than a hotel in Tip City. Not that anybody would need a hotel in Tip City, but... Or just leave it.
Should we say they have to get approval from the fiscal officer?
She's paying the bill. Well, I mean, why can't you just say by resolution, like we've done in the past? You know, okay, you're gonna go to a conference and... Atlanta and in Cleveland for the OTA or something, you know, I don't know. By resolution, you're going to be there for 4 days, you know, and you say trustees are going to pay for lodging and expenses for that amount, not to exceed XYZ. I mean,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. In the past, those resolutions happened, but they have not happened recently.
Oh,
so there has been no limit on hotels or meals.
Oh,
that have been.
Okay, I see. So, you're just talking about travel. You're not talking about like if you've got a meeting coming up and you're going to carry in for.
Yeah, this is
meeting.
Travel. This is travel expenses.
So, I mean, why can't you just reasonable or why can't you say reasonable or mid-range like she said? I mean, I don't know. I think it's common sense myself, you know? I mean, do we have to be that detailed or are we?
Oh,
so,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
I manage a travel budget. If you don't put rails on it, there's going to be somebody who's going to stay at the Ritz and is going to spend $80 a day, $120 a day for food. Easy.
Well, and I think the thing is with this, though, since we don't update it all the time, you can put $200 a night now, and in 20 years, somebody's like, $200 a night, that's nothing. So,
right.
But you could update it.
Well, that's why I'm saying if we...
State and federal government have guidelines.
Oh, they do. Perfect. Let's just use those.
Yeah, the federal and the state's a little different, but each year they put that stuff out. If you travel in this region, average hotel is $85 a
just
night.
Refer
average
to that.
Average per diem,
right.
Which is your food, is $36 a day.
We had that at work, too. We had one for every city.
Yeah.
Well, the federal government does.
But that's why I was saying if we just said, see the fiscal officer for approval, then then they could send me.
Because some of your conferences are also held in, in a hotel where they have the facilities, and they get a good room rate.
Yeah, and depending upon how many people are staying. I mean, when we do the Dow convention, we stay at the Wyndham in Atlanta, and... we get a phenomenal rate, but if you go there individually, it's very expensive. So, yeah.
Okay, that's
I get what you're saying.
Okay, on the next section, evaluations. I don't know. I haven't seen an evaluation. I haven't heard of any being done since I've been here. Not to say they have or haven't. I just don't know. But I would like to see that the employee has the opportunity to comment on anything that's
in his evaluation.
Anything in the evaluation, I think, if that's going in their file, they should be able to comment on it. I don't know if we allow that or don't allow it. I'm just saying I would like to see that happen.
Well, I mean, couldn't you just start with evaluation should be conducted in at least one in an 18-month period? I mean...
Well, we have them in here once in the 6-month probation period, probationary period. Previous was listed as 6 months, and then at least once a year after that. I'm okay with the time frame. I'm just saying I think they should get a page to say
yes or no. They agree.
Yeah.
Yes or no. They agree.
And then the personnel status change forms. I just have the question: where are these forms?
I don't think anybody changed status. I mean, I can't think. Well, I guess Andy did from zoning to administrator. So I don't know. I've never heard of one.
Okay.
So
I mean, we have forms in there, but I've never seen the forms. If they're not on Andy's old computer, if there was forms.
So maybe a form should be created and then attached to 10.3.
Maybe, or we just get rid of it?
Yeah.
I mean,
just get rid of it.
It's done by resolution, right?
Yeah.
Delete it okay with you, Beth?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, so I think employee retirement, so we already talked about the sick leave and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a duplicate, these sections are a duplicate of the previous.
Like the cashing out of sick leave, we've already done all this, so can't we just, but this is also employee retirement, not if they just resign.
Right, and then the next page is resignation.
Okay.
So this was the questions. What happens is if it's less than 10 years? I think we said we're going to pay them the vacation time, no matter how many years.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so
right.
Pay them. If it's, just take out the 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was 10 continuous. So I'll just basically make these match what we had discussed previously on that and the next page.
Okay.
So I'll make those match what we previously said. And when I do the updates, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the update on in the, in Word, and it'll show you guys everything that gets changed. On this section for employee resignation, the only other thing I had on the procedure was we have a keypad that we need to change the keypad code. It's got turned in the building keys and keys to doors and stuff, but so if you don't mind, I'll just add that. And if there's anything else you guys want to add. Okay, on Article 8, personnel files and records. So this was the general, I think we I think we decided to do this already. I'm sorry, I forgot. We're going to change the word clerk to fiscal officer. Right, we already discussed that. Okay, I had that written way back here.
Or multiple times.
Yeah, it goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. Again, I think because of where it was copied from, probably it was the word clerk then. The following records shall be included in the personnel file. So, the hepatitis B vaccine given or signed refusal, we don't have that as one of the things we ask for when they start. So is that something that...
I don't know, Josh, is that necessary?
That's for the fire department.
Fire department.
So you don't have a form for that, though? Do you? You know, in that package, the...
Well, in order to get your EMT, you have to get your vaccine anyways.
Okay.
The HEP vaccine. They won't let you into class.
Okay. So you normally then get a copy of that? Do you want it in their personnel file, or should we cross it out, is what I'm asking.
I mean, we can cross it out, that's fine. Yes.
You guys okay with that?
Yep.
Okay. So here's the other things that were on that initial list. Drug test, emergency contact. I think we should definitely have that in the file.
Absolutely.
Leave requests, which have not been put in the file, even though on the leave request it says it would be. Background checks, BCI and FBI, the tax forms that they fill out, and annual reviews that we just talked about.
Great.
Anything
Sounds
else?
Good.
Nope. Okay. Accessing files, 13.2. It says internally, personnel files. I don't know why it says internally. Internal, I guess. Personnel files will be limited to the township administrator and those individuals who have the express permission of the township administrator to have access to the files. Why is it the township administrator? Is that normal? Or
I thought it was always the fiscal officer.
I thought so too. That's why I was kind of surprised to read this.
Did they put township administrator because he's over
employees?
Everybody? Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, the last sentence says access of one's own, so we supervise. I don't know. I think it should be the fiscal officer, and then
that's how it is now. We have it locked up.
Okay, then I just switch it to fiscal officer.
All right, perfect. And a typo that you guys take care about. Okay. The next one I had a question about was 14.6 political activity. There's a list of things employees may not do, and I just want to ask about the logic of C through H. So somebody who's an employee, so this is not the officers again, but employees, says they cannot become a candidate for any office, take action or be part of a political campaign, circulate petitions for any candidate, campaign by writing for publications. So I just, do you know, Beth? I mean, this was obviously before my time.
I don't know. I don't know how you could prevent somebody from having an office someplace else. I mean, exclusive to the township, meaning outside of the township. I don't know how that you could even legally do that. I mean, the military can make you do that, but I don't think anybody else can. And
they can't stop you from being a candidate for this one.
Well, I think we can. I mean, if that's our policy, but
I don't know why we want
the
to
thing
do that
is, why would we make them quit? And you know, basically, like taking an active part in a political campaign. So you can't put a sign in your yard?
No, which will place the township in a partisan position.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't understand that. Because,
So who determines whether it places the township in a partisan position?
Yeah.
Because we did have employees put signs in their yard in the last election, and I personally didn't bring it up because I don't see why they shouldn't.
Yeah.
So I was just asking about the logic. Do we want to leave these in here? reward them, take them out. I don't know.
I'm okay with getting rid of C. I don't know about D.
Leave D.
Place you in a partisan position and interfere with employees' ability to work. I feel like that's like right now with the thing going on with Huber Heights, with the trying to get that referendum on a ballot. I think that's a very fine line for us to walk as township employees, for township employees to do that. I don't know. That's I think I'd leave it in there, but then again, maybe that's inhibiting their freedom of speech. So I don't know. Can you take it out too?
You're talking about E?
D and E. I don't know why they couldn't circulate a nominating petition for any candidate. Maybe they can't do it at work though, but they could certainly do that. I don't see why they couldn't. But maybe not at work. But theoretically, you shouldn't be doing any of this at work, so. And I don't even know what H means.
Yeah, I don't either. So which ones do you want to... So you're saying get rid of C.
Oh, I see. C means you can't become a candidate for any political or appointed office exclusive to the township. I mean, I think that means this township. Like, you can't be a full-time employee
and run for trustee or
run
clerk.
For clerk. Yeah, I see what that says.
But this is candidate. This is not saying you won.
But if you're on the ballot, you may win. And
yeah.
So
well, then
saying,
you would quit.
Yeah,
I mean.
I wonder if that's, I mean, doesn't cite the Ohio Revised Code, but I wonder if that's in the Ohio Revised Code. I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know. It seems pretty restrictive to me because, you know, you're saying if you're an employee here, you basically have to sit everything out politically. I don't care either side. I don't care who you are. It seems to me it's taken away some freedoms and liberties. I mean, D I'm okay with. You know, it does have the caveat of saying which will place the township at a partisan position.
It's from here, I think. It's from the Ohio state laws. Campaigning by writing for publications, by distributing political material, or by writing or making speeches on behalf of a candidate for a partisan elective office when such activities are directed toward party success. So it looks like it's pulled from the Ohio Revised Code.
What? Which one is that?
Well, circ E, F. And.
What is? It doesn't have a number.
Yeah. What do you mean? The number of the Ohio Revised Code? Yeah.
Yeah.
12, 1, 2, rule 1, 2, 3, 1 through 46. -02 political activity of employees in the classified service of the state. But I mean, that's for the state, but it looks like that's where they got it from.
That should be a legal review. You should probably send that to Chris.
Ask Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I just, I don't know, like I said.
I'm okay with taking C, E, F, G, and H out and then leaving D in there. I mean, as long as they're not doing it at work, we don't care if they circulate a nominating petition for a candidate. Mm-hmm. They can write on a publication and distribute political material. They can, as long as they don't do it at work, soliciting the sale or of selling political party tickets, raffles. I mean.
So you want me to leave those in and say while on the clock? Or while, mm-hmm. while at work?
Yeah, while at, in the actual, like, mm-hmm. at, while at work, yeah. Or while working or whatever mm-hmm. the phrases.
Okay. Okay, I'm okay with that. Yeah, D, I don't mind too much. I just wondered what the logic was.
I think that's where it comes
left
from. That's pretty much cut and paste.
Okay, next is 14.9, use of township equipment. We got advice from the prosecuting attorney that we should not allow this in any way, shape, or form. He also said that we should not allow people to work on things while they're at work. So their vehicles or whatever. You can't do things using the tools while they're here, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
So not only borrowing them, but not using them while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna. So my suggestion would be to end it at is strictly prohibited and remove the without prior permission of the department head,
yeah.
township administrator, and or majority of the board of trustees.
Okay.
And then we need to add some kind of statement, which I didn't put in here because I hadn't talked to Chris at that time. So not the use of personal business or private. Oh, I guess that covers it. It doesn't matter whether you're here or not. That should cover it all, right? Right, we don't need to add on or off the property.
So.
Okay, there's a whole section. I don't know why I wrote this here. There's a whole section on general driving rules and regulations. So I don't know that we need. I don't know if we need that. We can leave it. I don't think it matters. I just noticed, you know, as I was reviewing it. Okay, so. The next one. There's in the next paragraph that starts, a key must be given to the Bethel Township trustees, blah, blah, blah. The last sentence says, not last sentence, second to last.
What page are you on?
I'm still in that same section, 14.9, use of township equipment.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I thought you flipped the key. Okay, well, a key must be given to the Bethel Township trustees to any and or all things that are locked up on the township property. I mean...
Well, so the,
we're not allowing them to borrow anything, so why would we, what is the deal?
So I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the exemptions to this policy. So it's just saying that somebody has to have keys to things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the exemptions are for specific HIPAA policies and procedures, other federal, state, personnel, lockers, and food storage. But it doesn't have the controlled drugs in there, which my understanding is stay locked up. And I personally do not ever want a key to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that should be an exception as well. And the employee files.
Yeah, those we moved all into your office anyway, right?
Yeah, and they're locked.
So, and they're locked up. So
the cabinet's locked.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying this says a key must be given to the township trustees.
I know.
But there's exemptions, and I think that we should add controlled drugs and employee files.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I don't care nothing about looking at anybody's personnel file.
So 14.10.
Fax machines, internet, email.
Yeah. Can't use anything except for township use. I had a question about if we want to let people use the copier. It turns out we have a contract and we get charged if it goes over, so we could easily just cover that charge and allow people to use it, you know, like an honor system kind of thing, but I don't think we have to put that in there. Okay, now you guys have the one I think that has all the numbers, so 14.15. Does yours have numbers in it?
No, I'm here.
Yeah, you do.
14.11.
I have 14.15.
Okay, yeah, keep flipping.
Driving rules and regulations.
Yeah. Do you have 14.15.1?
Nope.
Okay.
I have 14.14, and then let's go, that goes to just a regular bullet point.
Yeah, so these I fixed them. Well, okay. Or I will fix them.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just have to read them then. So, general rules and regulations. I don't know if this is a problem or not. It says only employees who are included on a township roster of drivers that shall be considered as an attachment to this policy and procedures are allowed to drive Bethel Township owned or personal vehicles. There was no attachment. There's no list of
people,
roster of drivers that I'm aware of. So we should either create the roster and attach it or not have it.
Don't we have a roster of drivers with our insurance? I thought we had to provide our driver's license every so now. I remember giving my driver's license to Andy, I don't know, 4 times over the last 20 years.
I think we always had to do driving records.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Well, they never asked me for
records.
Mine.
I haven't been asked for anything.
You haven't been asked
either.
For either?
I know Tarma did not ask for that last year or earlier this year.
So who are we doing our... Is all of our vehicle insurance through Tarma as well? Mm-mm.
The township,
yeah.
Yes, it's all through Tarma.
So, if they haven't asked for it, then...
Well, that's not my question. The question here is that it says that there's a roster of drivers that's considered an attachment to this policy, but is there a roster of drivers somewhere? Because I certainly haven't seen it.
No, the one...
Or do we want one?
I don't think we want a roster. My gosh, we'll be constantly updating that.
No, because everybody that works for the fire department drives all the fire department.
So.
So, our employment roster.
So, this is why I had this comment before. So, on the in that one previous section, the use of township equipment, it says only township employees are authorized to operate any vehicle owned by the Board of Trustees of Bethel Township. Departments are unable to provide for their own policies for use of township vehicles as long as they are not in conflict with this policy. So is that, do we just want to repeat that paragraph at the beginning of this? Or, we don't have a roster of drivers, right? So we would have to scratch that whole first part.
Yeah.
So we just want to say who's allowed
that, yeah,
to drive it.
Just put that there. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. We don't, you know, I didn't realize it was going to be that complicated. There's not but a handful of us at the most.
And
yeah,
I'm
so
not
well,
and you're not driving, so.
Period.
Okay. Okay, so I'll copy that first paragraph from 14.9. Is that okay, Beth?
Mm-hmm.
Just to say who is. And then down in number 2, it says authorization for temporary/seasonal employees to operate vehicles shall be limited where practical. However, if authorized, these employees must sign the license insurance maintenance requirements form and be approved by the township administrator.
Do we have that?
Never seen that form. Can't find it on Andy's machine. Not to say we don't have it, but I haven't seen it. So again, if we want to do it, I'm fine with that, but we got to come up with the form then.
No, I mean, no, I don't think we should. I think we should just
stand by the township employees.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Beth, if we take that out?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
All right, I'll just delete it. Okay. Next is just numbering changes I gotta fix. So 14.16, you guys don't have any numbers. So on page maybe 46, there's another procedures, which is, it's a duplicate of something, I'm pretty sure. Oh, yeah, we have another section called procedures. So I just wanted to, I was just thinking we'd rename this to like general driving procedures.
Okay.
And the only change I had was general driving rules and regulations. That's a header that's repeated because that was the 14 point, I don't know, it was repeated. So, so this is if you're using your personal vehicle. Again, there's a form that's referred to that doesn't exist. There was no any kind of appendix A or B.
So you'll have to eliminate that.
Appendix well, is A there anything? B? So do we need to say anything about it or just get rid of it, or do you see where I'm talking about? It's labeled general driving rules
yeah,
and
I
regulations.
Saw, I don't see why we need it, but that's just my see appendix A and B. I don't see why it's needed there. I mean, general driving rules and regulations, I mean you ought to know how to drive and have a license. I mean, what's the general rules? Am I missing something here? If you got a license and you know the rules, unless there's specific rules that you have for us, and that would be more along the lines of who can drive the
well
vehicle.
this was to protect the township, right? To
yeah,
say
do,
that
I
you,
think that we do need, if you're going to drive your own car for town business purposes, we have to have proof of insurance on that car, because you don't have to have it, but at least once a year it should be incumbent on the employee to, if they don't have insurance, they should be letting you know, like, or just say you have to have it before you can drive it.
Well, here's the only thing that I can say is, I mean, why would the township be sending anybody out in their personal vehicle for business anyway?
Well, hopefully we are not. But
yeah.
If I drive
well,
to
I
the
drive
county,
up to the bank to put the checks
yeah.
in.
I drive to the county. If
yeah.
I don't have insurance
yeah.
and it lapses and I'm in an accident and I'm on township business,
yeah.
it falls on deepest pockets,
yeah.
which
well,
is the township.
All I can say is for our business, for real estate, we have to co-insure the company that our license is at. So, in other words, when you say you're on county or township business and you're out driving and you have an accident, you said you're on township business, so therefore the township assumes liability as well if you're at fault for the accident. So what REMAX has done is that every year you have to co-insure yourself along with them in a policy. And I don't know if townships do that or not, but that would be,
I don't want to, I think that's, I have no idea. We'd have to
so
talk
what if
to
we
our
use
town.
That phrase, Beth, provide proof of insurance rather than complete the insurance maintenance requirements for personal vehicles form?
Yeah, at the beginning
since
of
I don't
every
know.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
Or at some time as determined by the fiscal officer.
Provide.
Yeah.
Okay, so it'll read, all employees who drive personal vehicles during the course of their employment are required to provide proof of insurance
on township business during their
yeah during the course of their employment.
Oh, I read that during the course of their employment at any time that they're hired, mm-hmm. but not during when they're like it doesn't
oh,
matter if you're at midnight, we don't care about if you have insurance
right
then,
okay
but.
So how do you want that to read? Instead of saying during the course of their employment, say for township business during
yeah.
township
during township business, because you could be in Columbus on at OTA, and that's after work hours. So yeah, conducting business.
Okay. Conducting township business or during town conducting.
I like conducting.
Yeah. Okay, all employees who drive personal vehicles while conducting township business are required to provide proof of insurance each year. Or just to the township
well,
administration each year? No. No time frame. They're required to have it.
I mean you can request my insurance card and it's for 6 months. What are you
right.
gonna do at the end of the 6 months?
That's true.
Right. My only question about this is you're requiring it, and they're doing, you know, most people have a regular person's policy, not a business policy, but yet you're asking them to drive their own personal vehicle to conduct township business, which creates more of a liability and a cost effect. So, I mean, if they report to State Farm that, you know, they drive their vehicle for business, for company business, or for township business, their rates are going to be higher. And that agent who's going to ask for proof of insurance, or you're asking for proof of insurance from, you know, if you're just going to settle on a regular card like she's talking about, or are you going to want an affidavit?
So what if we create one of these forms instead, mm-hmm. that just says who your insurance company is,
mm-hmm.
list the vehicles or something, and then if it changes, you got to submit another one?
You can do that.
I mean, it's not... So it's not practical. I'm not going to come up here to get the township truck to go deposit checks at the banks.
I get it. I'm just looking out for, you know, do you want to be canceled, or do you want them to say, it's not going to pay for your accident because you were on township business and you didn't disclose to us that you have a greater chance of having an accident because you are using your vehicle as a business. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to be Miss Whatever here. I'm just saying.
Vehicles like Andy, Debbie, did they use township vehicles or did they use their own when they did company business?
Usually, they take the township truck.
I mean, when I go out to look at a property here, I take the truck. I don't drive my own car. But she's saying, she's saying is that she's running to the bank to make the deposits for what we've got checks in here for.
Right.
Okay. Or she might run.
Or like Beth said, you go up to talk to the Miami County engineer.
Yeah.
It's for township business.
Yeah. So she's not going
to
come here.
Or you go to the commissioner's meeting. It's for township business, but you're not going to.
I think the hair splitter here is: do you routinely drive your personal?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm on my way home. I can swing by the bank and deposit checks.
Right.
As opposed to I'm driving out to view a property. So that's the nut to crack.
Yeah.
Is
how often do you do this?
How do you define it? You know, I don't drive it every day. It's not a requirement. I drive my vehicle. Like for a realtor, you have a POV probably,
mm-hmm.
and you drive it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your business. You're driving home from here, and on your way home, you're going to swing to the bank and deposit checks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the nut to crack.
So, Beth, we're at, so we changed it. Now we're thinking about changing it back because, as Rhonda pointed out, providing proof of insurance, those cards come out like every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we have to do that, so maybe we go back to a form where you just put in your insurance company.
Okay.
And if that changes, you fill out another form.
Sure.
And give them
good.
To the fiscal officer.
Just on that form, you make sure you put on there, if your carrier changes, you have to notify us within 30 days.
Right.
Yeah. So, because if not, you think you got State Farm and you got Liberty or whatever, and or you don't have anything, you know, you haven't notified. I don't know.
That was my last question.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, so I will go through and do all the updates with the tracker turned on,
mm-hmm.
so that you guys will be able to see those and make sure we did everything.
Now, on this, I'm going to go. Bye, Natalie.
Thanks for coming.
On the zoning thing, I'm going to send that out. Maybe what time is it? 9:00? I'll probably send that out in the morning, not tonight.
Okay.
For the
You can just keep us posted on that.
Yeah, and then I'll copy you guys on it as well. So if there's too many people who can't make it now that I've already told them we don't have any zoning meetings.
Okay, so we're going to have an executive session. So don't pack up.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
But I mean, you were on my list, so you know.
And I will respond to your email so you have a record of it, but I can't wait that meeting. It's going to be the dog show in Monroe, Michigan.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, if enough people don't make it, then
we'll do it a different time. Yeah.
I guess you guys are going into executive session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need a motion to enter executive session.
Motion.
Which is, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
I got to read it for the record. Motion to enter executive session, which is necessary to protect the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with the economic development project for the purpose to consult with an attorney regarding negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance and for the purpose to consider dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official. Okay. Now, motion.
Motion.
I'll second that.
Alright. Thank
you.
Sorry.
See you guys.
Bye.
Okay. Any discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heeren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Time into executive session will be 8:51. I'm stopping the recording.